What type of implants have you encountered and how did you go about removing or altering them? We remove implants when they are in the second jail, while they are not yet totally conscious. Because we never know how they are going to cope as long as we haven't removed all the implants. Because some trackers are not only tracker signals. They don't need trackers in signals. Tracker signals are very rare. It is when they need to transfer them from a facility to another facility so they trip them. But most of the time their implants are health monitors. And these health monitors, many of them, maintains them alive, maintain sentient functions and organs in their body alive. Removing them is not a good idea always. So we need to study all the possibilities for all, each of them with this implant. How can we remove them? Why do we need to leave them? And if we leave them, how can we stabilize them and shift them into something safe? I told you there is a lot of work. Do you happen to know anything about the choice of incarnating as a hybrid child? I do not know about that. Do you know of the incubator babies and orphanages of the past? Were they part of the human trafficking? In the past, the orphanages were they part of the human trafficking that was happening with the children? Oh, absolutely. Orphanage is absolutely the first source of abductions, of course. No traces. How do you think that the new administration in the United States will affect this whole massive work of healing and taking everything from the underground? I think our task cannot be interrupted by a bunch of few people from terror. We have started this operation and it is running since a long time now and it is nearly complete, and all will be well. I am not authorized to tell you anything else. I am watched by my favorite blondie. I'm talking about Thorhan. We do not do this to seek for recognition and gratitude, but sometimes when we hear nice gentle words it really is good for the heart. We do our duty, we do what our heart tells us to do, what we right have the choice. We follow orders but of our free will. We follow orders, not because we are bound to our hierarchy, we can live at any time we can say no. We follow orders because those who give orders know how to organize. They have the task to organize different people. This is what the hierarchy is for. You know, they are guides. Argd is the guide for Thorhan and all the troops, and Laran on my station is the guide for all the scientific workers. He organizes the work and they have responsibilities. It is very difficult for them. So we fill orders with love, because we love those who fool orders, because we respect them. 84. Because they organize the work, practically and efficiently. And we respect this and honor this. Without our superiors the work would be very disorganized and not efficient at all. Someone has told her their job organized for everyone, and it is not easy task. So I wanted to say that, and these people have merit as much as those who die in the undergrounds of your planet. So Myra, what would you tell the people of Earth now that we have a new administration? To help them with hope. Trust that things are moving, always. Trust that the near future is free. Trust in the work we do for EU. And trust that your universe is providing a safe future. You can manifest what you want to do. The world in which you can live. The only way is to refuse to be controlled, to refuse your mind to achieve what you call fear. The worst thing of all. Fear disables your power. So I would advise Everyone to shine their positivity, their light more than ever, because it is now. Now when you shift towards your good future, it doesn't look as you wish as, oh, but all this for a reason. Trust the plan. Trust is the word I would say to you. All it is difficult to talk, when things need not to be said for a certain strategy. 85. The 28th of January 2021. Corporeal alien devices vs ethereal auric intrusions. Today I'm going to tell you about removing implants by distance. Of this, I am talking about alien technology. It is not possible practically to remove an implant by distance, 1. Without the consent of the subject. If this implant is technology, a physical material technology, whatever, then however density it is, technology needs to be removed with tools. Technological tools, directly on the subject. The only thing that can be removed by distance with the consent of the subject is etheric inclusions. Etheric inclusions are a sort of implants put in your aura field by beings who are part of higher realms of existence. This may be earth entities, such as all the panel that we have of spirits of different realms. Some aliens are using this etheric input into your aura. But you need to make the difference. It's called intrusion, it can be a protection that is put on you. If malevolent beings want to put an implant in you, they'll put something that is not possible to be removed without their technology. They will put it into your body and it is physical technology. And what are these? These are trackers, health monitors and sat-nav, GPS, basically. So I want to warn those who believe that some people can remove their alien technology trackers by distance. Don't trust. It is illusion. You think they do it, you think it's done. It's gone. No, you need a direct physical intervention. And some even I heard, some people claiming that they can remove implant by distance from anyone without them knowing. That's not working. You need a consent of the subject, and especially if the subject is highly protected and if the implant is attuned with frequencies that are so powerful that trying to trigger it to invade the person's space and trigger this implant would automatically draw the attention to those to whom this implant is in tune. And those would stop the process and then turn against the person who tried to trigger it. So don't play with this. If you have an etheric implant, you can ask Shaman to remove it. But before, make sure this etheric implant is malevolent. If it is for your own protection, don't touch it. I know a story of a woman who had her etheric implant removed by a distance. She had one in her neck. It's been removed by somebody who told her, "You have an implant, I'm going to remove it by distance." It's been removed by a distance because it was etheric, not technology. It was a plug, and as soon as it was removed she felt sick and she had a throat cancer. This implant was put there by benevolent being to protect her and keep her healthy. So I tell you again, don't play with this. If you have alien technology into your body, you need alien technology to remove it, physically tools. This can only be done by direct intervention. Ask requests to your protectors to help you doing this. There is a way you can direct a highly concentrated charge of electromagnetic charge, which can be generated by electricity passing through a crystal or either Tesla devices. Don't play with it either. Don't electrocute yourselves. Anything, any device you use, but must never be plugged to the main current electrical current supply, never. So this was to tell you, that anybody who claims they can remove your alien implants by distance, are delusional. Don't trust. My advice, you're welcome. 86. The 28th of January 2021. How to love each other will save humanity. Anax, what is it that you want to tell everybody before we get started with the questions? I need to tell you this, your planet needs love now more than ever, because you are tired and scared. Not you, Eliza, but many who are listening. I sense many souls connected to her listening, and this is good, because my message is about loving each other. This is another key for your future and also the present. You know, we do not see time as linear as you do, because your incarnation in the three density matter, it is a linear time. When we ascend in densities, the time stops to be linear and we see the greater shape of time, which is circle, and then it is a sphere, and then it is all. In my density it is sphere. Time, although it appears linear to you, it is not. Linearity of time is illusion. If you create an emotion now, thinking about a projection in a future that you perceive as linearity, a point, a dot somewhere at the end on a line, or at the end of it. If you set this target and you focus on it, both are in the same moment. You can create something now, an emotion. It is very easy to create emotion and project it by resonance in a future. The future target will resonate. Set up a date, very precisely, and these numbers will give you a setting point. Create peace. Now set a target in the future on a date, not in the terminate but a date. Determinate, and you will create the future. If you create love now and you set a date in the future, love will be projected, and in the future it will happen at this date. Everything you manifest now is for now, you manifest for the future is resonating in the future, at the date you choose. What I want you to manifest, is to create the future for you. Set up a date and create now. A world set in peace and unified. You need to now focus on loving each other, whoever the others are, whatever are their opinions. If you decide to pick the most hated enemy of yours, love this human. I do not ask you to love a non-human being, but beings of your species, who are lost, who are enslaved to Chuka or Nebu, but humans of your kind. Love them, create a line of love from heart to their heart, and everyone does this. There is no more enemy. The enemies do not have any more response of hate, wars, stop. If you love your enemy, you do not want to kill this person. See your enemy with his weaknesses. See your enemy with his pains. Because when you serve a destruction, it is because destruction is in resonance within you. So seek to understand. I give you another technique that you need to use. Call upon love in your heart, and in your heart shine your light. The light of love, that is becoming glowing, glowing gemstone filled with love. And this love, visualize this love into a heart of someone who is filled with hate and aggressivity, all of this generated by pain and fear. And visualize this gem of light and of love in the chest of this human, and it is glowing and easing and dissolving all the aggressivity. And you create resonance, love by resonance. If every human on your planet does this, see their heart of love in each other's, you will heal each other, you will heal humanity, and no more hate, no more anger, no more fear of the other. You know, their tactics is to scare you, to scare each other. If you send love instead, you unify, and you are very strong, and because you are very strong, you elevate out of their reach. And after you touch the next step in your evolution and you have won. I want tonight to tell you this, love as many humans as you can, because those who fight for the darkest ones, they have lost hope, they have lost their way, they are enslaved. And love only can get them out of this. 87. You need to unite, you need to recognize your weaknesses as well as your beauty in the heart of your enemy. The enemy will stop being the enemy. The enemy will become a victim, that needs healing. And in the same time, do what you need to do for the mission you came. Now, please, stop being afraid of each other. They try to create animosity between all of you, to keep you apart. This is over. You are understanding, that this is not working and manipulation. These airy times when you learn, that love is what binds us all and what binds the universe together, even through dimensions. So my message is this, and I can help as much as I can on this matter today. Please ask me. When I go exercise on this trail, imagine a ball of light coming from my heart and I shoot it at their heart and I imagine it exploding in their heart, like the light in their heart, and I send love and awakening. Does that do anything? Of course. It's just a lot. You modify their energy field and they activate, they are cleansed of all the dark and lower things. They keep around themselves. You do good job, yes. Do this, when you walk somewhere on Terra, be this glowing shiny sphere of love. The higher love, this tremendous energy that is destroying everything that is made with pain and fear. It is healing everything that is in the contact of this sphere. Do this. Find it first within yourself, find it first and then share it. Share the gift of love. If we aspire to be sovereign and align with our higher self, how can we deal with acts of oppression and manipulation? If we don't respond with obvious resistance, how can we be tolerant of something that seeks to dim us with our light? Be the observer. Do not take within, do not be actor of the manipulation by fear, violence and chaos. Observe from the top of your mountain, sat on the top of your mountain. You watch the world below you in chaos, fighting, and you call upon those who are lost, shining your light and they will see you and find the way, to climb the mountain. If you are in the chaos, be the standing rock that is not affected by the storms, find peace within, and when you found, it share it. Be peace, be it with all the cells of your bodies, your true body, and the avatar as well. The avatar must be in peace, because its nervous system is difficult to control. It is a very, very prominent and powerful nervous system in these avatars. You need to master control. Be the ruler of this nervous system and all the muscles. Relax. These bodies are schools, they teach you too. Do twin flames, who have incarnated in different densities, ever contact each other? Oh, the beautiful subject of this kind of fove. Yes, of course they do, they love each other because this link is beyond everything known to this universe, beyond dimensions, beyond densities. The link is always vivid, alive, functional because this link knows no time and no distance, it knows no difference of density or dimensions. The link between two hearts binded by the fire of source are interdimensional, inter-density and eternal. If we can organize a galactic group meditation with you and possibly Thorhan for the freedom of Fearth and other enslaved planets in the galaxy, oh Eliza, I would be happy to assist you. But I think Thorhan does already a lot to free Earth and Thlings. I will assist, if you want. All the work that is done already by us is enormous, and you don't see it. I know, because it has been decided that you don't see it, but we do so much, everyone, 88, in our abilities. So if you ask me whether I work also in this direction, I will accept to assist you to achievement. Dearest Anax, what is the best advice you can give for us to feel confident about our individual potential and power, and how from your experience we can assist others to find their own? This is a very good question, I believe. You all need to trust who you are. Not all of you who listen are envoys from other worlds. This doesn't matter. A human is done in a way that power can be stored and unlocked when the necessity comes. You need to study yourselves. These avatars you have chosen are tools also. They are storage of energy, and if you can manage to unleash this energy, then you can let the being inside, the avatar, transmit source and vril, thrall, through the avatar. Not everybody knows what vril is, so explain to them what that is. The most wonderful gift from the creator, source. Source gave us vril. Vril is the wind of the love of source. Vril is energy, vril is life and sometimes consciousness. Vril is the life force, present in the whole universe. It is maintaining the structure of the universe with energy. Vril is the energy harvested from the invisible, from void. Void is not void, void is vril. Vril is energy, force from void. It is in everything, and we can't see it. That's the thing, people don't realize, that there's energy right here right in front of me. I can doth this and I can grab it, and it's here. You can't see but it's there. Yes, if you sensitize your body avatar, you can feel it. I would advise Terrans to work with your avatars, energize them with your light being, that you also call soul. Harvest vril, energize your avatars and these avatars will be able to create, heal, manifest in this reality. Vril can be harvested. We should do a channeling just on that, teaching them how to do this. Yes, it is. We do easily on my world as a routine, to keep in correspondence with the whole universe, every day, cycle. Cycle is day, can the frequency of what we create bring as much love to the world as that of a compassionate healer? How can we contribute more or better? And she's talking about being a visual artist, so with her work, you can put vril and ma, love into art. You can imbue energy, emotion, intention in art object, creation. Create in matter, physical visual art, but also music, dance and imbue it with vril, the force, mar the love and put an intention in it and be the wizard, creating. I learned this word recently, wizard, like it. Why sometimes romantic love becomes harmful and painful? How can we love without attachments? This is a whole conversation in this question. True love knows no pain, because true love has a link that is so strong, that each of the lovers feel the other within their heart. There is no separation, only joy. When there is suffering, there is no true link. What is the most efficient way to help open the locked or controlled minds of humans who do not see truth? 89. Leave them. Understand, if they don't see it, is because they are blind. If they are blind, it is because they have been conditioned. They need to learn. You can show them the path, but only them will walk it. So please do not try to force them to see. If they do not want to open their eyes, if they are not ready yet, be the light yourself, that will be so blinding, that they will finally open their eyes. This is about twin flames. Does the crown chakra need to be fully open and controlled in frequency of the two souls, in order for physical and spiritual contact to be made? The link between two twin flames is by the heart. And by the heart, as I was explaining, you are in permanent contact with each other. You carry each other in your heart. I do not understand the question about physical contact. Chakras are mechanical keys and center of energies in Avatar. And the heart chakra has. You know, every chakra has a higher dimension to it. The heart, when I speak about the connection from the heart, it is the heart of the soul, the heart of your being, the center of your emotions. Heart chakra in Avatar is just superimposed with it. And it acts, it interacts with it. Both are set together. How do we know who to trust with the vast flow of information coming at us from everywhere? When chaos comes to you, close your door. When the storm rages outside, close your door and wait for it to pass inside your house. Meditate and feel yourself, what is necessary to be known, what do you need to know to perform your mission, what do you truly need to know in order to be operational? Then manifest, that the true knowing will come to you, will come what you need to hear. And then it will come. You need to manifest what you need to understand. Anything else which is moved by fear, stress, curiosity, you don't need it. Truth will always be at the end, known by everyone. Be patient, this is my answer. Can you suggest a technique to diffuse confrontation between masked people and barefaced people, that don't want to wear a mask? Flow always. Imagine your glowing heart in the heart of the being aggressing you. And in the same time refuse conflict and walk away. You need to avoid conflict, because conflict is manipulation to divide you, my children. Refuse to argue with each other. Those who argue are those who are lost and in fear. Walk away and say, I acknowledge your opinion, and walk away in peace. This is an Agarathansa. I am sure you love it, as Agaroth are lovable. Yes, you are, for sure. We just need a bunch of you walking around on Earth and everything would be fine. There are Agaroth incarnated. Yes, I know, but I'm talking like that look like you. Oh, this would be unfortunate, because I would scare a lot of people. Yeah, I know. But if they get to know you and they see your own love, then all would change. I would like to hug everyone in my arms and tell them how much they're loved and how much I love them, especially the children and the people who feel the children in their heart has lost their path. I would like to tell you all how much I love your species, how much I have true compassion. And I hope one day you will feel like me toward each other. 90. Sometimes if a person is feeling physical and mental pain, it affects our interaction with others. Carnotaurin request assistance from benevolent beings to assist in restoring their body to optimal health, to include our energy bodies, or are we to receive medical beds in our near future? Yes, request. But no. This many of you have taken upon a path before coming into these avatars, that you are Terrans or non-Terrans. Before coming into this avatar, you choose the trials and thetuals you are going to need to perform your mission, and to understand, how things work. Some of you have chosen to be sick. To know pain, to know suffering, and this we cannot move. This because you have chosen it, and if you request help to remove it, we will not help cause you forget that at the start it was your choice. We cannot do anything and we will not. Do understand. But if you haven't chosen this, yes, we will help. Of course, just ask. You're saying basically if it's what we call here a life contract. If it's a life contract, then no, you cannot help to heal that, because we chose that as a lesson to learn from. But if it's not a life contract, then we can request it and you guys will come and help with the pain. Yes, we will. You know, you can heal yourselves too to a certain point. You can maintain your skin younger, you know, you Terrans love this. You have a short lifespan, I can understand, and you like aesthetics. You can shine your energy and even channel vril from everywhere and let it flow throughout your avatar, and it will modify, heal, decompose all stuck energies. Do it, you will feel better. Try this. What is your philosophy on justice? Justice is balance. Balance is not as you believe, the creation, overcoming upon the destruction. No, balance is the perfect equilibrium between harmful and creative destruction. And creation is balance. It needs both to make this universe going. Justice is flow. Sometimes we will not punish. I will say, most of the time we would not punish someone who has done something destructive. Because this destructive thing may be a good thing in the greater picture and knowledge. And if this person has caused pain and suffering to other beings, we force this person to see what this person has done wrong. And this person will learn from it. The justice is to transform pain into peace. This is my education about justice. Do you understand? What is Gaia or the Tyrian spirit? Gaia, beautiful name, that has been chosen from your ancient religions. It was goddess of terror. She has many names in all your different cultures. Maristhi last known. Terror spirit. You visualize the planet as a gods, mother of all life. An ancient civilization on Terra called this Mother Gaia. You picked this name, which is beautiful unto your species. It represents the love of the mother, which is your planet. This is a beautiful concept. You love her as your mother. She mothers all life, and this is a beautiful concept. If you give your planet love, if you imbue love into the soil and the rocks and the waters, do not forget the waters, you elevate the frequency of Terra. What is your view on the Native Americans? Do they have a path to protect Gaia? Oh, this race. Yes, they are one of the few people who are guardians. You have a guardian race in each of your continents. They are very ancient, they carry ancient wisdom. This people in 91, upper continent America are guardians of this part of the world. They have a pact, an oath with Terran spirit and the great universe. Thorhan tries to connect, these nations are guardians. So you're saying Native Americans guard the continent of North America, or is there a different people that do the South America and the other? It is not exactly defined on the borders and drawing of your coastline. It is an area that goes way after the coastlines. It is moving borders. You have lower continent America, the ones who live in the forest and the ones who live in the mountains. The higher mountains and the deeper forests are the guardians as well. You have the wide ocean in between both upper lower America and Asia. On islands they are guardians. You have Australia, native ancient, very ancient, they are guardians. You have upper Africa, many guardians. You have Central Europe continent, North Black Sea guardians. You have upper Europe, Finland, Lapland, Lithuania guardians. You have Desert Gobi guardians. You have Tibet guardians. Wow! So really any aboriginal, any of those people that have been here for a long time, right, the ones that were here before, I don't want to call it the white man, came. Yes. The white man forms space, haha, I say too much. Do you have a message for the Arcturian starseeds here at this time? Oh my people, remember who you are. Dharma, your mission. You all came here to enhance the vibration of this small planet with love, to strengthen the bones between Terrans. You came here to unleash love and the light from source, Imana. Imana Dharma Terra. Remember. Elena, I have a drink of water. It's almost like he never took the drink of water. No, he did it with saliva. He did it a few times and I'm so grateful. I asked him. Because the Agaroth don't have something, don't do it. So he understood how it worked. So he did it. And I need to ask him to doth hat because, he has a long, long neck. 92, the 11th of February 2021, Vril, Fril, universal force, how to harvest it and use it. Elena, Thorhan said, he's very frustrated not to be able to speak by himself, but I need to rest my energies. He has a message. Thorhan, people on Terra need to stop running everywhere in stress, worry, fear. They need to calm down and think about their lives, about themselves, not about what is going on in the world. They need to become to find peace in them, because peace is their strength. They need to stop worrying, because it ties them down into this matrix. Fear is stronger than ever. It is broadcasted from the towers, the underground and the orbit.